Thank you very much. We also still have James Tor on the line. James, we've been asked again on Facebook, Tom Curl and James Passos both asked how graphene compares to Buckminster Fullerene. These are Bucky balls, which apparently was supposed to be a wonderful lubricant, but turned out to be too sticky.
The nanostructures, if you have a Bucky ball, that's considered zero-dimensional. Even though it does have dimension, but it doesn't reach out in different directions. If you have a nanotube, that's considered one-dimensional. It's extending in one direction, and in the other direction, it's only about a nanometer wide. But fundamentally, we just heard the discussion, but it's considered one-dimensional, whereas graphene is like a sheet. It's two-dimensional. The fullerenes, it turned out in high compressive abrasions, they would actually tend to decompose in many structures, and that's why they're turned out not to be very good lubricants. Whether graphene is going to be a great lubricant, I don't know. Graphite, the three-dimensional structure, is a good lubricant because it's able to shear off lots and lots of sheets of graphene, which is really what makes it slippery.
So the sheets themselves slide past each other. This is also why they make good pencil lead.
Correct. And whether a sheet of graphene would make a good lubricant, I rather doubt it, in the sense that you don't have that ability to slide past itself. It's only one atom thick.
Thank you very much. That was James Tor from Rice University.